This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Missoula County authorities say one person died when a small plane crashed soon after taking off from the Missoula International Airport. Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Brenda Bassett confirmed the fatality to KECI-TV. The station reports only one person was aboard the plane. The single-engine aircraft crashed yesterday afternoon near the airport's car rental lot. The Missoulian reports the plane was airborne for about 10 seconds before it crashed and then exploded. A woman is charged with assault with a weapon after a 36-year-old Montana State University student reported he was stabbed in the neck during an argument. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports 25-year-old Talena Fran Shoulderblade also is charged with tampering with evidence. Justice of the Peace Rick West set Shoulderblade's bail at $25,000 Tuesday. Co-defendant 21-year-old Derek Dexter Shoulderblade faces a misdemeanor obstruction charge. He remained jailed on $500 bail. Charging documents say the victim was spotted on campus Tuesday bleeding from the neck. He said he had been stabbed in family graduate housing. Officers responding to the victim's residence found a man fleeing from a window. Derek Shoulderblade was interviewed and arrested. Talena Shoulderblade was found in the man's residence. Court records say it appeared someone tried to clean up blood. Kalispell will be the launching point for a series of public forums on helping people use Montana's court system. The Montana Supreme Court's Access to Justice Commission is looking for help assessing what is and isn't working as the state's judicial caseload continues to grow at a fast clip. Supreme Court Justice Beth Baker says there's been a big increase in people coming to Montana's courts without a lawyer.
What we learn from our judges and court staff is that when people do need a lawyer's help, many of them aren't able to get it and don't really even know where to go.
The commission is asking people and organizations with a stake in Montana's courts to come to their public forums to talk about solutions. The first is in Kalispell Wednesday afternoon. The event happens at Flathead Valley Community College between 4 and 6 p.m. The state is proposing to exclude religious schools from benefiting from a new law that allows people to take tax credits for donating to public and private schools. The Department of Revenue released proposed rules that would administer the law that permits tax credits for donations of up to $150 to scholarships for private schools or innovative programs at public schools. The proposed rules say no institution owned or controlled by any church or religious group may receive scholarship money through the tax credit program. Revenue Director Mike Cata said yesterday the rules were written to keep in line with the Montana Constitution, which has public funds may not be used for religious purposes. A public hearing on the rules will be held November 5th, and comment will be taken through November 17th. A state judge will not dismiss a homicide charge filed against a Montana man who shot and killed a home intruder. The Independent Record reports that attorneys for James George Stifler asked the judge to dismiss the charge. Stifler is accused of shooting Henry Thomas Johnson in May of 2013. The motion to dismiss noted the length of time it took for prosecutors to charge Stifler. Nearly 2 years elapsed between the shooting and when the charges were filed. It also questioned the quality of the investigation. District Judge Kathy Seeley says those questions can be addressed at trial, and that's scheduled for February. A judge has signed an arrest warrant for a woman who's accused of hitting a Ronan daycare owner with a shovel. Tashiana Schlensker is still at large. She and her boyfriend are accused of hitting the daycare owner in an effort to take the boyfriend's three young children. The boyfriend was arrested Monday in Washington State. Police have arrested a man accused of robbing a bank in downtown Great Falls. Investigators tell the Great Falls Tribune that Dwayne Audie robbed First Interstate Bank yesterday while wearing white face paint and brandishing a handgun. He was arrested last night and charged with felony robbery and appears in court today. A federal appeals court has rejected a request by a tax-exempt organization that's challenging Montana's election laws. Montanans for Community Development had asked the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to overrule a district judge's order that the group must reveal certain information about itself in its lawsuit against the state. The group is suing to suspend state laws that would allow it to distribute campaign ads without being labeled a political committee. The group is listed as a 501c4 organization that allows it to keep its donors and spending out of the public eye. But U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen previously ruled the group must answer certain questions about itself as part of the lawsuit. The group appealed the order to the Ninth Circuit, which declined Tuesday to take up the matter. State wildlife officials are warning bird hunters along the Rocky Mountain front to be aware of bears in the area. The Billings Gazette reports that with fewer berries and natural foods available this year, more grizzly bears have been drawn to streams and river bottoms along the front. Officials recommend carrying bear spray, as that's been shown to be more effective in warding off bears than pistols. Bird hunters could encounter grizzlies now and into November during the big game season. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.